down to Hollywood. How's Aunt Chatilla?
Very well. Good morning.
You got the shopping all done?
Yeah, I've got the shopping all done. I'm going easy this year.
I think everybody is.
Now, do you do online or do you give her at the mall, Anne?
No, I don't do anything online for Christmas shopping. I need to see it and feel it. But I really didn't do a lot of shopping this year. I kept it very, very low-key.
Well, let's move on to Brittany Murphy. This is sad.
Yeah, very sad.
Wow.
The death appears to be natural causes. She was ill the hours before she went into the cardiac arrest. She was taking some prescription medication for flu-like symptoms that she'd been feeling for a few days, and then she began vomiting early yesterday morning. She wasn't feeling well, she had told her mother and her husband. Various prescriptions were written out to her, her husband, and her mother, so there were a lot of prescriptions in the house. She collapsed in the bathroom. Somehow she ended up in the shower. They haven't found any illegal drugs in the house, and they definitely think it's natural causes. She did have diabetes, but it was diabetes type 2, which really shouldn't cause a heart failure, but maybe some mixture of medication could have. Triggered a heart attack, and just still too early to figure out how it happened, but an autopsy is going to be performed today or tomorrow. Her husband didn't want an autopsy, but in the state of California, it's the coroner that decides, so there will be one performed.
And that to me, out of this whole story, that was the fishy part, was the fact that he didn't want an autopsy done.
I agree.
Well, I'm hearing all sorts of rumors that she was hooked on pain medicine. She had some plastic surgery, and the people who know her aren't really surprised that this sort of thing happened.
I've heard that, but I can't verify that. I don't know. So possibly, maybe, who knows?
You know, when I think of her, I remember when she was dating Ashton Kutcher, and I remember how happy and how bubbly and how cute she was then.
And she is bubbly and cute. I've interviewed her. She's adorable.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Very, like, party, fun, nice, happy. Yeah, that's the kind of person she appeared to be when I met her.
Well, it takes a lot for Tiger Woods to get the second story of the day, but has he vanished into thin air?
No, he's set sail. I mean, he's vanished into the sea. He's with a group of buddies. How disrespectful is that? Like, I don't know, Jay, but wouldn't you just get on the boat and go alone and just do some thinking?
I don't know. I mean, being out in the middle of the ocean could get, like, a little lonely, don't you think?
Well, I think he needs some alone time.
I think he needs to be lonely.
Yeah.
To think alone. Anyway, he went out with a group of buddies. Hope it's a group of buddies because the boat houses, it can sleep 21 people, just he and his mistresses. Anyway, 155-foot luxury yacht. He was stocking up on provisions in Costco. He wasn't, his people were.
Sure.
Boat left on Saturday morning, supposedly going to the Bahamas from West Palm Beach. No one has actually seen him. There's been tight security guarding the marina for more than a week, and then people saw a limo arrive on Friday morning, and then the boat took off on Saturday morning. Now, this is not just any boat. This is a 6,500-square-foot craft. The range is 4,000 miles, capable of crossing the Atlantic, a 12,000-gallon fuel tank, 2,000-gallon water tank, five guest bedrooms, jacuzzi, a gym, an elevator, a walk-in refrigerator, a dining area that seats 12, and two built-in wall safes, and sleeps 21 people.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Now, Tag Heuer says it's not dropping Tiger completely.
Well, this is the watch company.
Oh, they're just going to cut down on the ads?
Yes, dropped him as the ambassador, the brand ambassador, in the wake of the adultery. But the CEO says the partnership with Tiger will continue. Some temporary modifications. So what they're going to do is they'll downscale the use of his image in certain markets for a period of time, depending on his decision about returning to golf. They're going to downscale, and they say it was made out of respect for his privacy that they're going to continue to support the Tiger Woods Foundation.
I wondered about that because here in Winnipeg, we have some of those billboards too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Huh. By the way, Tiger's massive boat, you know what it's called?
Privacy.
Now, Elin, not sure what she's going to do. She is meeting with a divorce lawyer this week, but not sure if she's going to pull the plug or not. But she says, you know, the problem is she's been telling her friends that she doesn't know if she can ever trust him again. I mean, how could she stay with him?
Yeah.
There are two points that really bother her, and of course they would. One is that there was a three-year relationship with one of the women, and the other is the affair happened when she was pregnant. I mean, I'm sorry. You can't stay with somebody like that.
Chatilla's Hollywood. We'll see you Wednesday.
Talk to you then.